Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Smarty Griffin, I have a bias towards Josh Shapiro. He hits home runs. Whether he's taking on the churches, medical coverage, you name it. And now he's taking on Trump. And this lie is being predicated that the election is fixed, that it's fraudulent, and that the lawyers will settle. In fact, at 10:05, I have a U.S. Congressman, Republican Guy Reschenthaler, who's my man, who says this election goes to the courts to decide the Pennsylvania result. Attorney General, good morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, great to be with you, Marty.
Does it end up in the courts, sir?
Look, Marty, I hope not.
Me too.
And look, I may, and I say this with the utmost respect, if I could respectfully correct something you said at the beginning, I don't view my role as taking on Trump. I view my role as just being the lawyer for the people of Pennsylvania who want to vote, who want their votes to be counted. And, you know, we have been litigating with, Donald Trump and his enablers for months where they've been trying to limit the legal eligible votes. The good news is we've won every case. And now it's time for the people of Pennsylvania, the good people of Western Pennsylvania, to just get out there and vote. And here's what I'll tell you. If more lawsuits are filed, if more issues are raised, we're prepared. And we will make sure that all legal eligible votes are counted at the end of the day. The will of the people is respected. And a proper winner is certified. That's my job as the Attorney General, and that's what clerks in our neighborhoods are doing, to count the votes. That's what people who run these operations are doing. And I have every confidence that this is all going to work out just fine and that legal eligible votes will be counted.
All right. I heard Trump's former chief of staff a couple hours ago on CBS, Priebus, and Priebus said, hey, look, these folks who say that we're creating this big deal because we say we're going to bring in attorneys, they're full of it. That both sides have attorneys on standby. Both sides always have. It's part of the play. And that men like Josh Shapiro are just playing politics. What do you say, sir?
Not playing politics at all. And he is right that there's lawyers on both sides. There always have been. And, you know, we have systems in place that are designed to make sure that votes are protected. And obviously those lawyers will be keeping an eye on that. My job is to make sure that all legal eligible votes are protected and that people have access to the ballot box and that we don't, you know, let voters get distracted by some of this noise that, is sort of purposefully being injected into the political discourse here at the 11th hour. The good news is we've won in court every single time to protect people's right to vote. And we're going to continue to do that if need be. I hope that's not the case, but we're on it. We're prepared.
I had lunch with a big shot yesterday. Started this crap about if there's 1 million votes in Philly, voters, there'll be 1.2 million votes. In essence, massive fraud. Attorney General Shapiro, we've known each other a while. I don't believe in it. Billions with a B of votes have been looked at. 143 cases of voter fraud in 20 years. One case in Allegheny County in 20 years, sir. It simply pretty much doesn't exist. Yes, sir?
Yeah, it simply doesn't exist on any kind of widespread basis like what that big shot you had lunch with was suggesting. But here's the thing. Don't take my word for it. Let's examine the record, okay, Marty? There have been several lawsuits filed in the run-up to this election. The crux of each lawsuit is that there is widespread fraud, and therefore we need to eliminate drop boxes, or we need to eliminate ballots being counted this way or that way. We need to eliminate the ability to vote by mail, right? This is sort of the argument that's been put forth. And while, you know, some may talk about this on the morning news programs, the reality is in a court of law, you know, we deal with facts and evidence. And not one time has the other side been able to demonstrate any material amount of fraud. They couldn't even demonstrate that fraud would occur. Not that it had occurred, that it would occur. And judges have dismissed these cases. The people of Pennsylvania can have confidence in this system. They should know that the system's being run by their neighbors, the clerks and the counters and the volunteers. They're people from your community. And they're doing a great, you know, civic service here to help make sure that we can have a free and fair election. And I'm confident that the will of the people, whoever they choose, Marty, obviously I've got my preferences for
right.
candidates. You've got your preferences for candidates. But at the end of the day, we will respect the will of the people up and down the ballot, whomever they choose.
Attorney General, pretty obvious, and maybe I'm wrong a lot, sir, that we're going to have somewhat of a delay. Fitz says we count 110,000, 120,000 ballots a day. We have 500,000 ballots. That could put us to Friday. Do you think we'll have that kind of delay, sir, knowing who wins in Pennsylvania, sir?
Well, okay, so you're kind of asking two questions.
Yes, sir.
In terms of, like, what are we going to know and when are we going to have final results? We're definitely not going to have final results until at least, you know, sometime after 5 p.m. on Friday.
I agree.
Ballots can continue to be received if they're postmarked by Election Day. But what I think the voters really want to know, and certainly what you want to know, is, are we going to have a sense of what's going on here, right? And so here's what I would say to people who are observing, who want to have a sense of where Pennsylvania's going. You know, if past is prologue, we should know around midnight tonight what the precinct counts are.
That's right.
Okay? And that'll be about, roughly speaking, Marty, about 60% of the overall electorate. About 40% roughly voted by mail early on. And so you'll know what the precinct totals are. You'll know about the outstanding mail-in ballots in a particular county, right? You mentioned Fitz and Allegheny County.
Right.
You'll know the party breakdown of those ballots. And that doesn't mean that every Democrat votes for Biden, every Republican votes for Trump.
No.
But you're going to have a pretty good sense based on what's been counted and what's outstanding, the general direction things are going. Now, certainly if it's razor thin like last time, we're simply not going to know for a few days. But the bottom line here is, you know, the law requires us to count all legal eligible votes. This shouldn't be about speediness. This should be about getting it right and making sure that when it's all said and done, that the good people of Pennsylvania can have confidence in the results and know that these county clerks took the time to count all of these ballots and to record them in a public manner so that the people can know that their votes were cast and counted.
Attorney General Josh Shapiro, it's always a pleasure. Good luck today, sir.
Hey, thanks. Great to be with you. Stay safe, and thank you all for getting out there and participating in our democracy.
Go get it, sir. Good luck today. Josh Shapiro, Attorney General.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.